This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, Different Country, Different Medicine. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Pulse reporter Alan Yu grew up in Hong Kong, and many people there swear by acupuncture to find relief from all kinds of different ailments. Alan never bought into this. He's always relied on Western medicine, which is readily available. But he did want to find out why acupuncture remains so popular. So he took a trip home to look into it.
The train to Tsinghua, Kowloon, and Hong Kong is arriving.
For a lot of people in Hong Kong, acupuncture is medicine, and I wanted to meet some of the people who are believers.
Have you been to Hong Kong?
One time.
Here's one of them, Gordon Liu. I met him just after work at a Chinese medicine clinic. He's been coming here for a couple of years. He works in an office all day, and his neck and joints often hurt. At first it was just a bit of pain, but about a year ago, it got serious. If he sounds funny, that's because he's already face down on the bed getting ready for acupuncture. He had a serious pain problem where he couldn't turn his neck. He got worried and went to the emergency room. The doctors ordered an X-ray and an MRI, but they didn't find anything wrong. He stayed overnight and got painkillers, but nothing worked. Gordon says what did work was acupuncture. It's the one thing that makes him feel better. Here he is speaking through a translator.
I think a lot of people in Hong Kong feel the same way. If we go to Western medicine doctors, you're just getting pain medication. You can buy that on your own. If you take the painkillers and it doesn't work, then you still need a solution, don't you? So we go to Chinese medicine practitioners, acupuncture, massages, to see if those work.
Today, Gordon's neck and shoulders hurt, and his joints also feel a little numb. His acupuncturist comes out.
Okay.
There's one step even before the first needle goes in. She has a cart and a lighter, like the kind you click to ignite a gas stove in your kitchen. The first thing she does is something called cupping. She turns on the lighter inside a couple of small glass cups to burn away the oxygen and puts them on different spots on Gordon's back. That creates a bit of suction, then she pulls the cups out, leaving patches the size of golf balls. Some of the spots are blood red, others are darker, and she says that reflects the areas that need attention. The acupuncturist wipes down all the spots with cotton balls soaked in alcohol, then opens individually wrapped needles and puts them in. She attaches small crocodile clips to some of the needles, and that sends out a small electric current. You can see Gordon's hands tingling from the electricity. After 20 minutes, she takes the needles out and discards them.
My left side is still a little tight, around the shoulder. It still feels a little... Now it feels like my neck and shoulders are more movable, like they've loosened up.
This costs about $50. Gordon pays with a credit card, but he says his insurance will cover two-thirds of it. If he had gone to a Western medicine doctor for a consult and pills, his insurance will probably have covered the whole thing. He's an actuary, so he understands insurance. He speculates the pay difference is because insurance companies are more familiar with the scientific evidence behind Western medicine. But he doesn't care as much.
Don't think about how it works, or statistical costs. Think about how it benefits patients. This is an observable benefit, so I think it's worth trying.
But that doesn't answer my question. How does this work? Practitioners say the needles interact with specific points in our body to regulate the flow of life energy, or qi, which you might have heard of as qi. In this way of thinking, problems like pain happen because of blockages. In a healthy person, the qi is constantly flowing, like a river. For a person in pain, the qi is blocked, like if there's a big rock holding the river back. But of course, we can't see this qi energy like we can see blood vessels or nerves. The theory is that the needle unblocks it and restores the natural flow of things. To meet another believer, I caught a minibus all the way across Hong Kong Island to the south side. Three noodle shops, a Circle K, small dim sum place. I'm here to meet Claudia Gabison. She grew up in Hong Kong. Her father is French, her mother is Chinese. She's 20 and studies engineering at Northwestern University. Claudia has access to all kinds of Western medicine in Hong Kong and in the US, but she says acupuncture is the only thing that helps with her severe migraines. So she gets treatments whenever she's home for breaks. She's had these migraines since high school.
And so in class, I would always have a trash can next to me just in case I would puke. And I was always super sensitive to light and sound. Even a pencil dropping was so painful for me. Yeah, so a lot of pain. And I went to see a neurologist and I got an MRI scan with contrast and they couldn't find anything. So we ruled that out. And he just said it's stress. And I just had to take a lot of like Tylenol and ibuprofen and it was just not very healthy.
For a while, she was taking the maximum dose of Advil sinus pain, 8 pills in 24 hours.
I couldn't live without it. I couldn't like go to class or do any of my work without taking those pills, and it's like extremely strong.
She didn't want to keep doing that because of the potential side effects, which brings her to acupuncture.
It works.
I talked to quite a few people who get acupuncture for various ailments, and they all tell me that Western medicine and Chinese medicine are just good at treating different things. And I even hear this from physicians in Hong Kong who practice Western medicine, like Chi Wai Zheng, who is an anesthesiologist at Queen Mary, a large public hospital in Hong Kong. He's a pain specialist, but sometimes he does recommend acupuncture for some of his patients.
I don't know, you don't have a study, but like roughly how many percent of the patients that you see have you referred to get acupuncture?
For difficult pain patients, 5%, 5 to 10%.
5 to 10%, okay.
Yeah, I want to refer more.
He says it especially works for some older patients who can't tolerate the dizziness or sleepiness from strong painkillers. When he makes a referral for acupuncture, he has to send his patients off-site. But now I want to take you to a place where Western medicine and Chinese medicine are in the same building. It's just across the border from Hong Kong, in the city of Shenzhen in mainland China. To get there, I jostle with tourists and their wheeled suitcases.
There's a bored-looking guard sitting at Chinese immigration.
Finally, I arrive at the University of Hong Kong Shenzhen Hospital. It's a huge medical complex with glass windows and various buildings as large as a small college. There I meet Lee Sing Lau. He's a director of the School of Chinese Medicine.
I hope all the hospitals in the conventional medical hospital have the division or department of Chinese medicine or acupuncture.
So in the US, you would call that integrative medicine. And Lee Sing Lau would love to implement that here on a large scale.
So this is the left side. It's for the emergency room. On the right side, we have Chinese medicine. So sometimes we work with emergency room patients as well. So sometimes acute back pain, we provide service to them as well.
And to these patients, acupuncture is just another medical procedure they can get, like a blood test or physical therapy. Lee Sing Lau is giving acupuncture to a businessman who came in with skin problems. Acupuncture has become so routine for this guy that he keeps talking to an associate on his cell phone.
I'm getting acupuncture done right now. I have to go back later. Okay, good.
Lee Sing Lau does not approve.
You should really turn the phone off. It's not good for treatment.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
Yes, turn it off.
Lee Sing Lau says you're supposed to be relaxed during acupuncture, not thinking about sales. So to recap, we don't really know how acupuncture works. I've spent 2 weeks in Hong Kong looking at acupuncture. People have told me it took their pain away. I'm still not convinced, but I've also never tried it myself. One acupuncturist said that means I'll never truly understand it unless I try it. He says the qi, or life energy, I can't see it, but he can show me what it feels like. He puts a needle in an acupoint about two-thirds of the way up my right forearm. It's not painful, and I entertain myself by clenching and unclenching my fist to see the needle wiggle.
如果我握或者動的手是見到針針在動。
He can see I'm not impressed, so he offers to try a point that will give me a stronger sensation.
Okay. All right, sure. Oh, actually,
he's laughing because I told him he may as well throw everything at me because I'll never do this again. He places a second needle in the gap between my thumb and index finger. He's right, I can feel this needle more than the other one. I still didn't leave convinced. But in Hong Kong, it's good enough for insurance companies and the health department. Back in the US, acupuncture is not well covered. Skeptic Stephen Novella says it's appropriate that it's not more widespread here.
You're just adding this extra layer of waste into the system, and you are distracting people away from other strategies that might be effective.
He's a neurologist at Yale University and senior editor of the blog Science-Based Medicine. There are lots of other skeptics like him in the US, and that might be why acupuncture hasn't caught on with Medicare on a federal level. He says patients might say they feel better because of a placebo effect, but their symptoms do not objectively improve. He adds that clinical trials have not been able to prove that acupuncture changes anything other than how the patient feels about their pain.
Providing nothing real except, you know, smoke and mirrors.
And he's worried that if we open the door to acupuncture, then we might open the door to more treatments that we can't back with evidence.
This is the thin end of the wedge, where they're using placebo effects in order to continuously expand their claims.
But where does that leave doctors who are trying to meet the needs of patients who are in pain? ER physician Connor Laval says he needs more tools. Sometimes he has to use extremely strong painkillers, like opioids. Patients can become dependent after 2 months, and then they're back in his office asking for more.
It was a frustrating thing to have people come in and ask for refills on medications when I didn't think it was really appropriate to refill them. So I was interested in, you know, alternatives to that, and I was just kind of frustrated. And out of that frustration came an interest in what alternative possibilities there might be.
Connor looked at the research, even tried acupuncture himself.
I don't think we're ever going to get to the point where it's as widely accepted as other things that we can see tangibly and understand tangibly from a scientific perspective, like how a pharmaceutical drug works.
So he wouldn't go as far as to recommend acupuncture to his patients, but...
They come in asking, do you think that's silly, or do you think that I'm crazy doing that, or should I try another medication instead? And for those people, I've been saying, no, I think it's reasonable. If you find it effective and it's not breaking the bank for you.
Then he says, by all means, do it. Personally, I'm sticking to painkillers. For The Pulse, I'm Alan Yu.